This recording, Poland 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." "It's nothing unusual. I just love watching movies, all kind of movies. It doesn't matter, is it a Bollywood movie, Hollywood movie from Japan, France, or Czech Republic. I like Bollywood movies very much. I think it's because of the music and songs. They're also very colorful. It's like some kind of magical world for me. There is something in this kind of movies what makes me feel like I'm in a La La Land or Neverland. In Bollywood movies, there is one very important topic, and this topic is love. I know we can find this topic in many movies from other countries, and it's not like unusual for us, but in India, it's very important because in India still exists something like arranged marriages. So a lot of directors, actors, and other famous people want to show to the everyday people that it is possible to get married because you are in love, not because your parents said so, or because they want you to have a bank manager as a father-in-law, or just because they like each other. So that is why the love topic is so important in India, and that's why so many movies from Bollywood show it. I also love movies from United States because they have a lot of sound effects and visual effects, especially science fiction movies. I love it. I really love it, especially when I go to the cinema and I can experience all of that on the silver screen. It's wonderful. When I am in the cinema, I feel like a child who's got a puppy or a favorite chocolate bar. Movies like Transformers, I'm a Legend, or G.I. Joe have to be seen in the cinema. There is no other possibilities because on the TV, there is lack of sounds or visual effects. So every time when I see a poster or other adverts about some kind of spectacular movie, I know I have to go to the cinema.